Hey, good morning, children. How are you today? Good. Hey, so today I'm going to tell a story about horses in the Bible. There are several stories about horses. Can you mention some of them that are mentioned at the Bible?
Yes. In the beginning, when God created the heaven and the earth.
Okay.
That's one. What else? That's the donkey. It's related to
the
horse. What else?
Riley, the microphone.
What else?
Okay,
so today I'm telling two stories about horses. The first story is about Elijah when he went up to heaven in horses and chariots of fire. So one day, Elijah and his servant Elisha were walking down the road, and Elijah knew he was going to heaven soon. So he asked Elijah if he could do something for him. And Elisha said that he wanted a double portion of his spirit. So Elijah said that was a hard request, but if Elijah would see him going up to heaven, he would grant his request. All right, so suddenly horses and chariots of fire came down from heaven, and Elisha got on the chariot. And Elisha, he saw everything that happened. And while Elijah was going up to heaven, he threw his cloak down to Elisha. And Elisha, he caught it, and from then on he could do miracles as well as Elijah could. Right, now the second story is about Elisha when he confronted the Assyrian army. All right, so the Assyrian army, they had lots of quarrels and fights with the Israelite army. So one day, the Assyrian king, he was having problems. Every time he would plan a surprise attack on the Israelites, they would somehow find out. So one day, he called his generals and guards and asked them they should do about it. One of his guards, he told him that there was this man, a prophet in Israel named Elisha, whose God told him everything about their surprise attacks. So the king decided to capture Elisha. All right, so that night, the whole Assyrian army surrounded the city of Elisha. And in the morning, when Elisha and his servant looked out of the city wall, they saw that they were surrounded by the Assyrian army. And the servant, he was afraid. So he asked, "Master, what should we do? We are surrounded." But Elisha, he wasn't afraid at all. He said to his servant, "Don't worry, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." The servant didn't understand. "What do you mean? There's the whole Assyrian army. There's no room for us." So Elisha prayed for God to open his servant's eyes. And then the servant saw that on a hillside, there was horses and chariots of fire all surrounding them. So after that, Elisha prayed again for God to strike the Assyrian army with blindness. Then he went down to the Assyrian army and asked them what they were looking for. And they said, "We're looking for Elisha." And Elisha told them, "You're not at the right place. I will lead you to the right place." So he led the Assyrian army to the capital of the city, where the king was. And when the Israelite king saw the whole Assyrian army, he was enchanted. So he asked Elisha, "Elisha, what should I do with them? Should I kill them all?" "No," said Elisha, "give them bread and water, then let them go to their homes." And that's what the Assyrian army did. And the Assyrian army never came back to fight Israel again. All right, so next time when you have troubles, remember the God with his horses and chariots of fire will protect you from all troubles like they did Elisha. All right, so it's time to collect the children's offerings, but first we'll pray. Okay. Dear Father, thank you so much for sending us protection with your horses and chariots of fire when we have troubles like you did for Elisha. And we ask you to always be with us when we have bad times. In the name of Jesus, amen.